All right, this is a test of my entire podcast setup. Currently, I'm running a Multicom Pro XL MDX 4600 compressor limiter gate, and then it's run through my Mackie 1202 VLZ 4, VLZ 4 mixer, and then I'm on a ATR 2100 microphone. I have the gain at about 40-45%, the volume at about 75%, and then I have the EQ on the mixer itself. All that stuff's at 12 o'clock, except the high, that's at about 1300. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just read this article I found offline, just a random article, just so you can get some sustained voice from me besides me just muttering. But please forgive my reading skills on here, because sometimes I might stumble over a word or two. Forgive me. Google, NASA's quantum computer is 100 million times faster than yours. Google and NASA announced at an event at NASA's Ames Research Center that the D-Wave quantum computer they bought in 2013 has proven itself to be 100 million times faster than a conventional single-core computer, MIT Technology Review reports. The test, which Google detailed on its research blog, consisted of two computers computing the same optimization problem, where traditional computing differentiates bits of data into zeros and ones. Quantum computing lets those bits of data exist as a zero and a one simultaneously, lets users compute many data solutions at once and increase speed while decreasing required energy over a traditional computer. Quantum computers are designed to handle complex optimization problems, which are problems designed to find the best solutions from all possible solutions. To prove the prowess of the D-Wave quantum computer, Google and NASA devised a complex optimization problem to be A/B tested between the D-Wave and a single-core computer operating using an algorithm which simulates a quantum computer called simulated annealing. All right, so that was a test. Let me know how good or bad this sounds, and any recommendations. Thank you.